Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Just okay. Good and okay. Okay. Our lesson today is Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." Okay? So we're going to be together and I'm going to read a story. And when I read the story, there is going to be a sentence I want you to fill in with me, okay? It's faithful friends stick together. Say it.
Faithful
friends stick together. Okay, I'm going to read the story. Once there was a group of faithful friends who went out on a journey. As they walked down a path, if one stopped to tie a shoe, they all stopped because faithful friends stick together. They walked along until they came to a village market. They all stopped together to have a look around because faithful friends stick together. They saw a man with a collection of little brass bells. He gave each one of the faithful friends a bell. And they each said, what happened to my bag? Each one said, "Thank you." Here's a bell. Here's a bell.
Why won't it ring?
Here's a bell.
It's not ringing.
I know. Here's a bell. You want one? Okay. So they each got a bell. And they said, "Thank you." And the man skipped merrily away.
Why
I forgot
mine. Purple?
You want a green one? You want a green one?
I get two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get two.
Okay. I'll take this one.
No, this one.
Okay.
I want that one.
All right. You want this one instead?
How does it ring?
It's beautiful.
How does it ring?
Okay. There's a reason why they don't ring. We'll find out. The friends thought it was such a generous gift until they tried to ring the bells and they didn't work. No sound came out. They shook the bells, so let's all shake our bells. They blew on the bells and they didn't make a sound. They even tried tapping on them with their finger. And they didn't make a sound. But that wasn't all. They hoped the bells would make a beautiful sound. So the friends sat down trying to figure out what to do. A boy came up to them, up to one of the friends, and said, "Psst, come here. Do you want to come play with me and play in a new band? You can bring your bell. It doesn't have to ring. That'll be cool." The friend thought about it, and then he said, "No, thank you. I'll stay here with my friends because faithful friends stick together." Yes. A girl came up to one of the other friends and said, "Hey, we're about to play kickball, and we need one more player. Do you want to join us?" And the friend said, "No, thank you. We've got these new bells, and we're trying to figure out why," the girl replied, "but these bells don't even ring. Who wants a busted bell anyway?" "I don't know," responded the friend, "but I do know that faithful friends stick together." So the girl ran off to play kickball, leaving all the friends there to figure out what to do with their bells because faithful friends stick together. Together. That's it. Together. One of them replied. What if we hold our bells so? So hold your bells up. And then all of us tap our bells together. See? See, and we can make music with the bells.
You're gonna hit me.
So that is what? And tap them together. So very gentle.
That's awesome.
Isn't it? And the most amazing part about it, it took all of us to do it. Not just one. It took all of us. It's the most wonderful, beautiful sound their friends had ever heard. And they had all gone in different directions. They never would have heard the beautiful music. But they all stuck together. Yes. Now let us pray. Very good.
That's awesome.
I know. When faithful friends stick together, this world becomes a better place. When faithful friends stick together, church bells ring. When faithful friends stick together, beautiful music is made. God's music. How wonderful God's world can be when faithful friends stick together. Amen.